Unit 1.12.
Exercise 7A, page 29.
Journey to the center of the Earth.
It is difficult for me to tell what the real time was, but I suppose it must have been 10 at night. I lay on the raft, almost unconscious, in a sort of half-dream. I saw strange visions of huge elephant-like creatures side by side with great sea monsters, which were combinations of gigantic fish and animals. The raft suddenly turned around on the current and entered another tunnel. A mist seemed to drift from the roof of the tunnel, through which the moonlight shone, casting its brilliant light on our thin, exhausted figures. The light grew brighter as we moved forward, while the roof sloped upward, until at last we floated once more into a vast, water-filled cavern, whose high roof was hidden in a bright cloud of mist. At the side of this underground lake, a small cave with a sand-covered floor offered us a place to stop and rest our weary bodies. My uncle and the guide moved as if they were in a dream. I was afraid to wake them because I knew how dangerous a sudden surprise can be to someone in this state, so I sat down beside them to watch. As I did so, something moving in the distance caught my attention. It seemed to be floating on the surface of the water, and it was coming toward me. I knew at once that it was something monstrous. It was the size of a whale, with hideous jaws and two gigantic eyes, which stared fiercely at me as it approached. I tried to stand, to run in any direction, but my knees were shaking too much, and I nearly lost consciousness. And still the mighty monster advanced, making a strange noise like nothing I had ever heard. His massive jaws and wide-stretched mouth looked large enough to swallow a boat full of men. I discovered that his mouth was like a shark's, but his body was that of a giant crocodile. In order to catch us in his mouth, he had to turn onto his back, which made his legs kick up helplessly in the air. I actually laughed despite the deadly danger. But then with a wild cry, I ran further into the cave, leaving my companions to their fate. The cave was deep and dimly lit. After about 100 steps, I stopped and looked around. The sandy floor of the cave was covered with the bones of reptiles and fish, bones which had been freshly chewed. I felt sick and my body shook with horror. As the old saying goes, I had fallen out of the frying pan into the fire. Some beast larger and even more ferocious than the shark crocodile lived in this cave.